It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and you know what? Our time of the week has rolled around again. It's time to talk outdoors. Today, we're going to concentrate on some local fishing reports, try to help you catch some fish. Now, the first portion of our show is underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario, Canada. The website is youngswildernesscamp.com. The toll-free phone number up there is 866-894-0674. Let's head down to Tewakinee, folks, and check in with our buddy guide, Michael Littlejohn. Now, Michael was with us for the entire show here about, 3 weeks ago, I guess, but he has been on some fantastic fishing. This Monday, I'm going to let Michael tell you what's going on down at Tewakinee, but Monday's fishing was just absolutely awesome. Michael, good morning to you, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Luke. How we doing?
We're fine. I tell you what, I appreciate you taking some time before you get started, but the trip, your last trip was, it sounds like you made maybe either two trips or an all-day trip, but it was, you and your clients caught a ton of fish down at Tewakinee, didn't you?
We sure did. We, matter of fact, it's 7 o'clock, moving on, and I'll tell you what, we have really, really, really put a lot of fish in the boat today. We had 86 hybrids today and 150 catfish.
Man, well, Michael, let's do this. I want to help all of our listeners up in all over Northeast Texas. You know, Tewakinee's a destination for all of us. Let's first concentrate on the catfish. I'm going to assume most of you were fishing for mostly channels. Am I right?
We did. We fished for channel cats today.
Okay. Now, a good tip for people that are coming to Tewakinee to catch channel cat. I don't need any GPS coordinates. We're not asking for that, but just general patterns, you know, for channel cat.
Well, yeah, what you're going to want to do, if you're coming to Tewakinee for the day to catch fish, you don't have time to bait a hole, you need to go out and find the timber out on the main lake. You need to tie some to a spot, and you need to bring some chum with you, use some chicken scratch, corn, some range cubes. If you've got some sour wheat or maize, that's even better. You need to get out anywhere from 20 to 35 feet. You need to put that down. Those fish right now are going down and eating that maize or whatever it is you're putting out. Let me tell you something. Those fish are suspended down about 18 to 20 feet over 25 to 35 foot of water.
Good tip, Michael. You know, if me and the rest of our listeners do not learn but one thing in today's show, that is a good tip, because without this bit of information, if I were going to Tewakinee, I'd go out to the area we all call the woods, and I'd drop that bait down to the bottom, and I'd probably crank it up about a turn and a half, and I may not catch anything, right?
Well, I can tell you right now, you probably wouldn't catch much of anything. The fish we're catching are, like I said, they're suspended fish. Down, my goodness, not 14 to 16 foot down over almost 40 foot of water.
Michael, that is, from my experiences on channel cat especially, that's different. I mean, I won't say it's odd, but it's different. It's a different pattern than most of us that fish for channel cat are accustomed to, isn't it?
It really is, and I'm not sure what they're doing out there and why they're spending the way they are, but they're very consistent. Like I said, we had by 9:30 this morning, we had 150 in the boat, and we threw back probably another 75.
Wow.
We had over a 200 fish day in just a matter of 3 or 4 hours.
Man. Michael, what size? I know you're using a treble hook, but kind of gives, and I also know that the fish will bite on anything from night crawlers to chicken liver to punch bait, but what size hook and what's some favorite baits of yours?
If you're going to go out, the size of the treble hook is not near as important as the fact that these fish have a really tough mouth, and when you do hang them, Luke, and you go to pull them out with your needle-nose pliers, you're going to bend a lot of hooks. So when you go to your Bass Pro Shops, your Cabela's, your Walmart, or whatever, try to find, at the very minimum, a 3X strong hook.
Mm-hmm.
I use an Eagle Claw. That's what I use. I use an Eagle Claw 4X strong. It's that V7074. Number six, and we're using punch bait. I use Mr. Whiskers. There's a lot of different punch baits on the market. I'll be honest with you, I don't think the fish care much. what you use. If it stinks, they're going to bite it. And they're hitting it real light, and you need to set the hook hard.
That's good tip. And you know what you'd mentioned about the hook. So many times you'll hook a pound and a half channel cat, and you'll take the needle nose pliers, put it right up next to the barb, reach up there close, you know. And if it's not a strong hook, you'll bend the hook, and after a few straightenings with those needle nose pliers or hemostats, whatever you're using, you'll mess the hook up. So it does. It pays to have that one hook. You can get a lot of mileage out of it, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it gets real frustrating to catch two fish and have to retie every two or three fish.
Yeah.
Get a little more money, get you, go look for you some 3X, 4X strong hooks and keep your hook on for 10, 15 fish.
Yes, sir. Now, you'd mentioned the bite is pretty light. People that do not fish for channel cat a lot, I think you can instruct them here. It's almost like sometimes like crappie fishing. When the crappie are on a soft bite, you want to pay real close attention to your line, and you want to watch for slack line too, don't you?
Yeah, and we talked about these fish being suspended. A lot of these fish we're catching are blues, and the blue will come up, he'll hit the bait, and probably half of the time he'll come up with it. And customers are asking questions, why am I only halfway down and my line is going slack? Well, before we can even answer that question, we need to reel down and jerk as hard as we can because we got fish on.
Exactly. Yeah, fishing is not always drop the bait down and have a fish grab it and swim straight down or away from you. During a subtle bite, you know, you got to really, really pay attention to your line. Now, about what percentage of blues and channels mix some good-sized blues mixed in, or not trophies, but, I mean, some good... Yeah, you know, good size ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we cleaned this afternoon. We cleaned 150 catfish that we caught from daylight till right at 9, maybe 9:30 in the morning. And of those fish we cleaned, I think 75% of them were channel cat, and probably maybe 40 or so were blues. And those fish ranged anywhere from just over 12 inches. Up to about 6.5, maybe 7 pounds.
You caught some of the bigger, with the bigger ones, blues, I guess.
They were, yeah, we did catch some pretty hoss channel cats that were up in the 3.5-4 pound range, but the bigger fish that we caught were blues. And, you know, you are fishing out in timber. We fish braid, Luke. We fish a 50-pound Power Pro. I like it in the yellow because, like you talked about earlier, I like to watch those that line because, man, more than half the bites, I tell my customers, jerk. They look at me like, why do I need to jerk? Bite is so light. You've got to really pay attention.
It's true. It's almost like a tap-tap on a plastic worm by a largemouth bass is major compared to a soft bite. Well, it could be the 6-pound blue cat. They just don't always hit real hard. So that's some excellent tips, Michael, on catching catfish at Lake Tewakinney. Some excellent tips for people. Now, the hybrid stripers, I've been keeping pretty. I haven't fished down there, I guess, since I was with you last. That's been over about a month ago, but I keep pretty close tabs. I know the hybrid striper bite is going strong too, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, it really is. These fish have moved into the main lake. They're completely spawned out. They've got their summer pattern on. I think this pattern that we're on is going to last for a couple of months anyway. You can get them on artificials, but you're not going to get them like you're going to get them on live bait. Both of them are putting fish in the boat, but the guys fishing live bait are catching bigger and they're catching more fish. And I'm going to tell you what, they're not everywhere. They're only in certain places, and you need to get out on the lake, spend some time on the water, and you need to pay attention to your electronics anywhere from 18 out to 35 foot on the edges of humps, ledges, you know, drop-offs,
mm-hmm.
anywhere where there's structure, underwater structure, you have a chance of running into schools of both hybrids. And we have run into schools of just big stripers. We ran into a school today of nothing but stripers, and we caught 15 stripers up to 14 pounds in about 30 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
It was great.
You know, Michael, I'm a for hybrid stripers, and actually for stripers also. You hit the nail on the head, and you stated a fact that every fisherman knows. Yeah, you can catch them when they're blowing up on top. You can throw a sassy shad on a quarter ounce jig head, make a long cast, hold your rod tip up high, crank like the devil, and you know, just fish subsurface a foot or two, and you can catch hybrids. I've caught a bunch, and you've caught probably 10 times as many as me. But if you want to consistently sack up a bunch of big hybrids and stripers, you drop down a live bait that's about, 2 to 3 inches long right now?
That's right, yeah. And 2 to 3, maybe 4 inches at the most.
Right.
You can sack them up.
It's so much fun. Now, the hybrids will hit. I've caught a lot of hybrids on small sunfish, perch, 2 to 3 inches long. But, shad is the mainstay. But for the average angler, keeping shad alive, not everyone has an oval tank and an aerator. Perch stay alive a lot better. Can you catch the hybrids pretty well on perch right now?
We did. We caught of the two perch that we actually caught this morning in the cast netting for shad.
Mm-hmm.
We had two sunfish in there, and both sunfish yielded some outstanding fish. It didn't take any time, more probably 5 minutes or so or less, for those rocks to go down and bend over into the water on those. And those were both big stripers that hit those perch. So I would say if you've got access, a perch trap, or you want to go out and just catch some perch and have fun and use them, they're twice as hardy. They're going to stay alive so much easier than what these shad stay alive. And they're going to put some fish in the boat.
You bet. Folks, we're visiting with guide Michael Littlejohn. Michael guides out at Tewakinee, and if you've been listening for the last few minutes, for catfish and stripers, hybrids, sand bass, and also crappie. Michael, you love to crappie fish, but the truth is right now, I guess all the other fish out at Tewakinee are kind of stealing the show, aren't they?
Well, they are. We fun fish for them a lot. I haven't got a lot of customers that have wanted to kind of nail down on these crappie, on these brush piles, because the catfish and the hybrids and stripers have kind of been stealing the show. But when we get done cleaning fish and we get done with all the fun, we'll get out and we'll fun fish, just have fun with the family, and go out and catch crappie. And the crappie fishing out on the main lake on submerged brush is as good as it is on any lake right now.
It's awesome. And a lot of people don't really. I remember back when Tewakinee opened, back in the mid-60s, I remember Rabbit Cove was just some awesome crappie fishing. They didn't disappear. There's just not as many people that really target them as there used to be, I think.
Right. And, Tewakinee is such a great fishery with its catfishing and its hybrids and stripers, and probably one of the best sand bass lakes in the country as far as the yield and the size of the fish. And I think people just get so caught up in that, which is fine, that they just kind of overlook the crappie. And they're there. They're there every time we go out, and they're great size, and they typically can yield a limit if an angler's willing to just bear down and
hang with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet. We're just about out of time, Michael. Would you do this? I'd love for you to leave your website for people to learn more about fishing down at Tewakinee. Leave your website, and then a number, if somebody has any questions, they can certainly give you a call and contact you.
Absolutely. We've got some just outstanding videos from these recent trips and some pictures you can see on our website at www.tewakineeguideservice.com. Or you can call us directly, book a trip, or ask questions about the lake at 903-441-3937.
Michael, thanks very much for being with us, and we'd like to get you back in a few weeks and let you keep everybody tuned in.
All right, Luke.
Whoops, we just lost Michael. I'll tell you what, I'll call him back here after we get off the air and thank him for a good job that he did with us today, helping us catch fish down there at Lake Tewakinee. You know, the second portion of our show, actually our entire show today, was underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario, Canada. The website is youngswildernesscamp.com, and the phone number, toll-free up there, is 866-894-0674. Do remember catfishradio.com, where you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. So till this time next week, be safe in the outdoors and have fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.